We'll move on to number 12. So Sean, are you going to do this one, the Amesbury and Chisholm Lease Temporary?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary of Roman, Tom Lachet, staff specialist with the Department of Recreation. It's been a number of years, within about 5 years, since past came to you and discussed our Kettler permit fees at both Angostura and Shadehill. So with that, I just wanted to provide you a brief background and history of what we have there and what has been kind of the program for establishing these fees in the past. So at Angostura and Shadehill, we have lands around both those reservoirs that are owned by the Bureau of Reclamation. So they're federally owned. We operate those lands through a memorandum of agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation. And within those lands are GTAs, there are state parks, and there are just general, you know, public access pieces of the property. And within those properties are private exclusive cabins and trailers. There are individual private owners who have a structure that they own that sits upon a piece of public property up there. And so at Angostura, we have 32 cabins, and at Shadehill, it's a mixture of both trailers and cabins, but there's a total of 47 units up there. And so we assess a fee, and the department, as the managing partner of those properties, we issue the permits, and we establish and we charge the fees, and we collect the revenues from those, because we are the managing agency of all the land-based facilities and all the recreation that takes place up there. In the past, prior to 2017, and if you look at your sheet for item number 13, it shows the rates from 2017 to what we are going to establish in 2022. You'll see that we are now at a rate of $2,400 at $80. The total fee that we charge to them in order for them to have their cabin on public property. And basically what the fee is meant to do is to provide a reimbursement to the public for their private exclusive use of that piece of public property. And so when we collect those are public dollars that just go into our general revenue. And one of the pieces that comes along with this management agreement is that we are subject to a level of federal oversight. The Bureau of Reclamation is the landowner. And so there is a federal policy that anything we do there, especially these permit fees, has to be fair market value. And so there's that regulation in place that we have to be cognizant of what a fair rental rate would be, and that's what they require us to charge. So for comparison, prior to 2017, we were coming to you annually with adjustments, and we were adjusting them based on the consumer price. And the baseline for that was an appraisal that was conducted back in the late 80s. And so we've been coming forward for roughly 25 years and adjusting those in accordance with the CPI. Comparatively, what we were charging in South Dakota was significantly less than what the Bureau was charging on their own managed properties within their regions, such as in North Dakota and Montana and Wyoming. And so in 2016, they challenged us that we were not charging fair market value. So they moved forward with conducting an appraisal. The appraisal was done not only in South Dakota, but in their other properties in North Dakota and Montana to basically reassess what that fair market value on these permits was. And prior to that appraisal, the last rate that we charged at Angostura was $835 a day. At Shadehill, it was $435. So the price now, the fair market value that was established in that appraisal was 3 to 4 times more, depending on the area, of what we had been charging in the past. If you look at the schedule there, what we had agreed to and had approved by the commission back in 2016 was a three-year phase-in up to the full appraised value, and then we would charge that full appraised value for the remainder of that five-year period. At the time that the Bureau implemented this policy, we came forward to you through a couple of commission meetings with the Bureau representatives at our side. With the policy then was going to be, we were going to come back every 5 years, and the Bureau was going to conduct an appraisal on these lots, and that's how we would establish the rates for the next following five-year period. So where we're at today is the Bureau has since shifted policy again, and they are now not going to be conducting appraisals every 5 years, and they would like us to go back to indexing these rates. They have suggested a construction cost trend index that they use in their areas and other states that they self-manage. That's what they would like us to use, but because of this policy change and the difference in how this is going to be applied, and quite frankly, the suggestion of an index that we really don't know that much about, we're not familiar with it, we're not very knowledgeable of it, so with that, we're not at a point where we're ready to adopt any sort of, fee adjustment that we can't sit up here and recommend to you as good policy. And so we plan to use the next year to wrap our heads around this and develop a game plan going forward. Again, for the last 5 years, we thought we had a good policy in place and a good course of action, and obviously the Bureau has changed their policy. And so we're not proposing any rate changes. It just wouldn't be prudent or it wouldn't be fair given the fact that we're dealing with a new policy change. We're going to put a plan together. We're going to have more discussions with the Bureau. We're going to do some outreach with the permit holders so that they're well aware of it. And at some point next year, prior to the November meeting, I envision that we'll be here to kind of inform you of what the plan is before we actually get to the point of bringing forward a final recommendation. Again, there's no action required of you today. We're not going to change the rates, and I guess I would stand by for any questions that you might have.
Sean, thank you. Commissioner Carter, could you refresh my memory of, are these cabins out there on a lot that people can utilize year-round, or is it like 4 months out of the year? Because, frankly, $2,400, I mean, that's, even if you use it 4 months of the year, it's $20 a night. So I think that's a tremendous value
at Whitestone. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp, we do have limitations or occupancy restrictions in our permits. I believe it's May 1st to September 30th. They can occupy it full time. Outside of that window, they can occupy it up to 10 days per month.
Correct.
Are these
cabins or just campers?
What
are out there?
At Angostura, they are all cabins on foundations. At Shade Hill, we have, roughly, I would say, about 20 mobile homes that are on those lots, with the rest being stick-built cabins. And a lot of these cabins were built back in the 40s and 50s. So we have had some replacements up there. We do limit the size of cabin that they can have, so it's not, a big expansive lake hall. We are limited in what we allow for for structure.
Yeah, thank you. I think that rate's good deal. So people are able to utilize that. Worthy of review.
And we will be reviewing those, and you could expect, even though this last appraisal round, it, part of that program was we were going to eliminate the need for annual adjustments with the commission, but it appears anyway that we will be back to that. So for the foreseeable future anyway, we'll be doing annual adjustments. Yeah.
Any other questions for Sean? Councilmember 13.